Chapter 5. Joe Green. A few weeks after the fire, I heard John and James talking while they were cleaning the harnesses. "I'm going to begin my new job at Clifford Hall soon," said James. "Who will the new stable boy be?"
"A boy called Joe Green," replied John.
"Little Joe Green? I know him, but he's much too young," cried James.
"He's 14," said John. "But he's a quick learner, and he loves horses."
The next day, Joe Green came to learn about the job from James. I liked him straight away. He was a cheerful boy, and he was very kind to us. On James's last day at Birtwick Park, he was very sad. "It's a good job at Clifford Hall," he said to John, "but I'm happy here with you and Beauty and the other horses. The master and mistress are good to me, and I will miss you all."
"You'll soon make new friends," said John, "and I'm sure you'll do well at Clifford Hall. We will all be proud of you."
Soon after James began his new job, I heard footsteps in the night. John ran into the stable with a lamp and put on my saddle and bridle.
"Come on, Beauty," he said. "We must go to get Dr. White. The mistress is very ill."
Squire Gordon was standing outside the stable door. In the light of the lamp, his face looked very white.
"Go as fast as you can, John," the squire said. "Give this note to Dr. White, and then you and Beauty can rest at the local inn. Come back tomorrow morning."
We hurried out of the park, through the village, and down the hill. Then we reached a long stretch of grass, and John made a noise with his teeth. He did this when he wanted me to go faster.
"Do your best, Beauty," he whispered.
I galloped faster and faster. We went through a village, and then the road went through a dark wood. I galloped up a big steep hill and down again. At last we came to the town.
"Well done, Beauty," said John.
We stopped outside Dr. White's house and John jumped off. I was breathless and my coat was wet with sweat. John knocked on the door and rang the bell too. The doctor's head appeared at an upstairs window. He was wearing a nightcap.
"What do you want?"
the doctor shouted.
"It's the middle of the night."
"I'm sorry, sir," John explained, "but my mistress, Mrs. Gordon, is very ill. My master wants you to go to her."
2 minutes later, the doctor opened the door.
"Can I take your horse?" he asked John. "My horse is very tired."
"Black Beauty is tired too," said John. "He galloped nearly all the way here. I wanted to take him to the inn for a rest. But he is a very good horse, and he will do whatever we ask him to."
John helped the doctor to jump on my back. Then he looked at the doctor's whip.
"You won't need that, sir," he said with a smile. "Beauty will go as fast as he can. But look after him, please."
The doctor was a heavy man. He was not such a good rider as John, but I did my best, and at last we came to the gates of Birtwick Park. The doctor jumped off and handed my reins to Joe Green. Joe was waiting near the stables. The doctor hurried off to see the squire's wife. Joe led me into the stables. My legs were shaking, and I was still breathing hard. Sweat was running down my sides. Joe rubbed me down and gave me some hay and some water.
"I won't put a rug on you, Beauty," he said. "It will make you too hot."
Soon after Joe left the stable, I felt very cold and started to shiver. My legs and my chest hurt. I needed the rug to keep me warm. I lay down in the straw and tried to sleep. When I woke up, John was at my side. I couldn't stand up. John knew how bad I felt. He put two thick rugs on me and then gave me some warm food.
"Poor Beauty," he whispered. "Joe Green tried his best, but he didn't know what to do. The silly boy has made you ill. He didn't give you a rug, and he only gave you cold water to drink."
It was very painful to breathe, and I shivered all the time. John stayed with me, and Squire Gordon came to see me.
"You saved your mistress's life, Beauty," the squire said, "and now we must save your life."
Joe Green's father was a vet. The next day, he came to help John give me some medicine. "Please say something kind to Joe," he said. "He knows he did the wrong thing, and he is very unhappy. But he tried his best, John."
"I'll talk kindly to him," said John. "But this horse is my favourite, and he's the master's favourite too. If Black Beauty dies, I will be very upset."
The medicine made me fall asleep. I slept for a very long time. When I woke up, I felt much better. Joe learned quickly, and John began to trust him. One day, the squire told him to put on my saddle and take a note to his friend in another village. On our way back, we saw two horses. They were pulling a cart full of heavy bricks. The wheels of the cart were stuck in the mud, and the man with the cart was whipping the horses. Joe jumped off my back and ran up to the man.
"Stop it! Stop it!" he cried. "The horses are trying their best, but the wheels are stuck. Let me help you to unload some of the bricks."
"Mind your own business, you rude boy!"
shouted the man. Then he raised the whip again. Joe was very angry. He jumped on my back and we galloped to the brickmaker's house.
"One of your men is whipping your horses," Joe told the brickmaker. "Please go and tell him to stop. He won't listen to me."
"Thank you," said the brickmaker. "I hate anyone being cruel to my horses." Then he ran to get his hat.
When we got home, Joe told John about the cruel man in the cart.
"You did the right thing, Joe," John told him. "You're a good stable boy and you love your horses. That's the most important thing."
Joe smiled and patted my neck.